Moments of Radio. Radio Moments.
Given how much we love radio, it's not surprising that Valentine's Day is a pretty decent one to choose for a launch.
Welcome along to Talk Radio UK. What a day, what a day.
An exciting day. It's sort of freaky being in here with 5 million film crews outside and lots of people staring at us. I mean, you know, this is supposed to be relaxed. It's supposed to be breakfast.
I have to ask
Give
you
me
something.
Croissant. What?
I'm not giving you a croissant. I'm sorry. Are you shocking?
I'm afraid I'm not terribly.
I think the original founders of Talk Radio thought an American style of speech radio would work in the UK, and it actually didn't. And the reason is we're different in the UK and we want different sorts of radio.
Paul Robinson, later managing director of Talk Radio UK, which then became Talk Sport. The station launched this week in 1995, the last of the three national commercial stations to come on air. New Radio Love also came from Leeds this week, 17 years ago.
For the first time across Yorkshire and the East Coast, a radio station that's fresh, young, and truly innovative.
Kiss 105.
The launch of Kiss 105, later Galaxy, now Capital, this week in 1997. And from the BBC, this week 46 years ago, a star-studded coastal launch featuring the likes of Dora Bryan and Laurence Olivier.
This is BBC Radio Brighton.
The sea will always be a grand object and is generally accompanied with some circumstances of beauty. But here, it is adorned with no rocky shore nor winding coast, nor any other pleasing accompaniment.
Wonderful stuff. This week, 25 years ago, hello to BBC Hereford and Worcester.
A very good morning, I'm Jeff Roberts. Welcome to Breakfast Live, the first Breakfast Live on BBC Hereford and Worcester. On this morning's programme, we pose a question about the top of the Malvern Hills.
Jeff Roberts launching another BBC local station this week in 89. Also with BBC locals this week 14 years ago, BBC Radio Oxford returned. It had spent some time as Radio Berkshire and also as Thames Valley FM. This week in 1973, preparations for local commercial radio were beginning. And on the 8th of February, the winners were announced for the London franchise battle. John Whitney was involved in one of the 13 applicants, albeit he'd received the disappointing call to say that he hadn't won.
I think I took off in my Mini Cooper S down to Dorset to bury my sorrows in the wetlands of Dorset and Archie, where we lived. And it was very shortly after the announcement that we had Richard Attenborough's group had won that I got this telephone call from him.
John Whitney reflecting on this week 41 years ago and his invitation from Capital to join their winning group. And later John crossed the floor to the regulator, the IBA. This week last year, it was farewell to a great BBC announcer.
BBC Radio 3 on VHF and on 1215 kHz, 247 metres medium wave. Good morning, everyone. For today, Friday, the 4th of July, it's Patricia Hughes in London. And in a few moments, we'll hear the time signal for 7 o'clock. The news.
Patricia Hughes, who died this week in 2013. She'd started at the BBC as a secretary in 1944. Then she was on air on what they call the Overseas Service, moving to the Light Programme, the Home Service, then the Third Programme. Remembered now so fondly as the elegant voice on Radio 3. Radio came to Wales this week, 91 years ago.
This is 5WA calling, the Cardiff station of the British Broadcasting Company.
I mean, it was quite an honour for me, and I look back now and I think of that little place, you know, in Duke Street, with that thing hanging down there.
It was the mic, you know, like when we used to make records in the old days. What a different thing it is now.
5WA launching in Cardiff. This week, 17 years ago, magic began to spread north as some of the northern AM stations changed brands.
Billy Ocean, so coming on the way, we'll have a selection of the sort of songs you'll hear on the Big Easy. Magic AM take us through till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Listen out for the station you asked us for, the Big Easy Magic AM. I'm Al Dupre, and this has been Great Yorkshire Gold.
Your baby does.
This week in 97, the end of Great Yorkshire Gold and the start of Magic Outside London. In the 60s, the pirate stations weren't just on ships, they were also on old wartime forts. Radio City broadcasts from some ocean towers 7 miles off the Kent coast. But this week in 1967, the station prepared to close as legal battles raged about whether the fort was or wasn't in territorial waters.
For me, Tom, it was for the very last time on Radio City. It's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and thank you for being a marvellous audience. Good night, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Radio City. So, with Ed Stewart beginning on Junior Choice this week 44 years ago...
Hello, darling!
The Competition Commission originally pronouncing on the global acquisition this week last year, and Saga East Midlands launching 11 years ago...
And this is your captain speaking.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.